For 20 hours a week, I have the great pleasure of talking sports and life with two of my best friends. Then 104.5 The Zone also affords me the great fortune of periodically coming over to this little side gig and discussing whatever else I care to dive into on a little podcast called Elsewhere. Today, Elsewhere takes me to my home office where I got to sit down with my favorite little man, a guy who just turned 11 years old, carries my last name, first name, Simon. He and I are brought to you by Brentwood Hearing Center. Better hearing, better life. Hope you enjoy. So today I bring you a very special guest who's visited with us before, and he's had a lot go on in his life. We will get to those big developments after we cover some other territory. I'm pleased to welcome the newly 11-year-old Simon Kucharski. Welcome to the podcast.
It's good to be here.
You like coming on?
Yeah.
Yeah. You were a little reluctant. You were putting me off and putting me off.
Only once.
Yeah, you were very busy.
Yes, super busy.
Relaxing?
Yes.
So I have a few topics I wanted to cover with you. Is that okay if I take you a couple different places?
Yes.
Okay. So on Sunday, you had a couple friends over as you were finishing celebrating your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And you were watching the Titans and the Texans game. It was a pretty exciting back and forth game. Could you talk me through what it was like to watch that with your buddies and how excited you may have gotten during that game?
It was really fun and towards the end, really stressful.
Do you like that feeling of stress? Dad loves a tense game.
I like it, but not that close.
Not that close?
No, that was way too close.
Did one of your buddies call Derrick Henry's 94-yard touchdown?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Harper.
What did he say?
He said they're going to hand it off to Derrick Henry. He's going to run 99 yards. And he looked at the line of scrimmage and he said, my bad, 95.
It was actually 94. So were you guys going nuts?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you think that a game like that, I know you really like the Eagles.
They should have just gone for two.
Because mom's from Philadelphia and you have a lot of Eagles decals up in your room. And you have some Eagles clothes, a sweatshirt that you really like and stuff like that. But your mom watched the Eagles sometimes on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
What does that game do to your fandom?
I'm not sure.
You feel like you like the Titans more from watching a game like that?
I like the Titans always.
Yeah. Do you like them more now? Like a game like that, do you think that builds your fandom?
No, I think I've already liked him as much as I can.
Oh, yeah? Who's your favorite player?
Don't know.
Don't know? You like Derek a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah? You're more of do you picture yourself as a running back or as a wide receiver?
Probably a wide receiver.
Yeah?
Because running backs take way more hits.
Way more hits. You, mom and dad have instilled in you that you shouldn't be a guy that takes a lot of hits, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You'd rather run away from people?
Yes.
I think that's a smart strategy. Your football career kind of got put on hold by COVID, didn't it? You had a good flag football team and you guys played one game and then everything got shut down.
Yeah.
That's got to be tough.
Yeah.
What's COVID life been like for a 10-year-old who just turned 11?
Very boring.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. It's been really hard at school with the masks and stuff. It's also was really hard during summer because we weren't allowed to play with friends that much. And it was really boring.
I bet that's really hard too as an only child. Maybe if you had a brother or sister, it would have been a little bit easier.
Yeah.
So your parents really blew it on that one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We should have seen that coming.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to ask you about baseball and your dad's fandom a little bit too. So what was dad behaving like during the Yankees playoff games?
Very enthusiastic. He would yell at the TV a lot.
Yeah. And what did you think when you were seeing me do that stuff?
Thought you were crazy.
What were you saying to me? You said the same thing a couple times, like we were sitting down for dinner and I was yelling at them. I wasn't yelling at the TV. I was yelling at them through the TV. There's a big difference,
And I
right?
said they can't hear you.
And what else?
But
You said, "Why do you care so much?" Which
yeah.
is which was a good question, right? Did I give you a good answer?
No.
No. So I care so much because for years and years and years, since before I was your age, I rooted for them and I watched them year after year after year. And it's like the one team, one of two teams that I just invest in, you know what that means? I like, so it means a lot to me how they do. And when they win, I feel like I win. And when
Who's the
they
other one?
lose, I feel like I lose. U.S. soccer, right? You get a little bit more into them with me.
You know the Giants play the Eagles this week?
Yeah, I'm not very invested in the Giants because I became a football writer and the Giants didn't stay very good for a long time there. And I moved away and it just never had that. They never had the hold on me like the Yankees did. I was a baseball player, you know, and baseball was just more important to me when I was little. So it really struck me that you were wondering why it meant so much. Why do you care so much? That line really stuck with me. Why do you care so much? Why do you care so much? And you maybe didn't get it. But then can you talk to people about where were we in the room during the Yankees last game?
In the living room.
And so there's a couch on each side of the living room, right?
Yeah.
And you were on one, and I was on the other side of the room on the other one. And so Yankees were down to the end of that game. And they made the last out. And what was I doing? Was I groaning? Did I have my hands in my head?
You were sad.
I was sad. And what did you do?
I came over and gave you a hug.
Came over and you climbed on top of me. And in silence, you gave me a big, long, you just laid on top of me and you hugged me.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
To make you feel better.
So even though you didn't really get why it's so important to me, you knew I was sad and
Yeah.
you wanted to make me feel better, even though you didn't really get why it was so important to me.
Yeah.
I thought that was one of the sweetest moments. I really appreciated that. That was awesome. They can't hear you smiling, so you have to say something.
You're welcome.
That was really cool. Thank you for that. Did you get anything more about why it was so important to me, or no, you just wanted to make me feel better?
Not really.
Not really. Even after that Titans game, like what would have happened if the Titans lost that game to the Texans? Would it have bothered you?
No, not really.
No.
I had Deshaun Watson on my fantasy team.
Oh, okay. So it would have been okay because you had Deshaun Watson on your fantasy team.
Yeah.
You don't pay much attention to that fantasy team.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you like to win, but you don't like to check the lineup. Do your friends check their lineup more than you check your lineup?
Definitely.
Definitely. So you care, but you don't care.
Exactly.
We pause for a moment for a word for the people who are making this possible. Brentwood Hearing Center. It offers five doctors of audiology with more than 85 years of combined experience, led by Ann Bowling and Tanya Williams. You've seen their convenient location right off I-65 on Franklin Pike at the Brentwood Old Hickory exit. Pay them a visit, 5544 Franklin Pike, Suite 100. Give them a call to find out what you've been missing while hanging out with the kids, sitting in that big Zoom meeting, or while you're at the Little League game. 615-377-0420, or visit them online at brentwoodhearingcenter.com. Brentwood Hearing Center, better hearing, better life. Back to my chat with young Simon Kuharski.
All right.
Well, it's come the time for you to tell me about this arm that you're resting on the desk in front of me. What is this wrapped around your arm, and why are your fingers all swollen?
It's a cast.
It's a splint, right?
And a sling.
So why do you need a splint and a sling?
Because I broke my arm.
Yeah, it was pretty ugly, wasn't it?
Yeah, so... just like you.
Oh, shots at that. That's the last time you'll be invited on this podcast. So you were just around the corner over here. You were on a bike. You put up your arm to signal your friend to slow down because you thought he was going to be in danger with the car coming.
Yes.
Then you hit your brake with your right hand.
Nope. I had been signaling with my right hand, and I forgot that the left-hand brake is the front wheel.
Yeah.
And so my bike flipped over, and I tried to put my hand down. And I can't tell how it landed, but I broke both bones in my arm.
Did you know immediately that it was really bad?
Yeah, I couldn't feel it. It was just like wobbly.
And did you look at it? No. Ultimately didn't look at it much. Did you immediately look away?
Yes.
Your friends reacted very well. Somebody ran up here to get mom, and somebody else called his mom.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody handled that very well. They were very concerned. What was your experience like going to the hospital in great pain for the first time in your young life?
It was really weird. Like just getting an IV, it was kind of scary. The weirdest part was when they put me to sleep to fix and put casts on me.
Can you give people an example of what you sounded like when you were coming out of that sedation?
I sounded really funny.
You were imitating the voice yesterday. Can you imitate it now?
Give me something to say.
You were saying just a few more minutes.
Oh, yeah. Because I was trying to get up.
Yeah. Or all your heads were spinny in my dream.
Yeah. My dream was weird.
Can you do the voice?
Yeah. My dream was weird.
Yeah, you didn't even talk like that when you were a baby. And you knew we were laughing at you, and you were kind of getting mad at us, but it was so funny.
I wasn't really getting mad.
So how badly did it hurt?
10 out of my experiences, 10 out of 10.
And when you woke up, I know you were on medicine, but when they had put the bones back in place, how much better did it feel?
It felt like probably a 4 or 3 out of 10.
That's awesome that you did so much better. And mom and dad were so relieved and so proud of how brave you were. You did a great job.
It was really scary.
You did great. People have been bringing you a lot of what?
Gifts.
Mostly.
Candy.
You got enough candy? It's like early Halloween.
I mean, I'm probably not going to be able to go trick-or-treating anyway.
Oh, I think your friends will help you be able to go trick-or-treating if you want
to. Probably have to wear like a costume that doesn't require a suit. Like
an arm.
Yeah. Try to get creative.
So, I just got a notice about a career fair. And I think a lot of times you think it's cool what I do on the radio and writing about the Titans. I came in and I asked you if I think they have two options at this career fair where I would either do a video or you would interview me. And before these words finished coming out of my mouth, you said,
no.
No. So why is it that you don't want me to have any part of this career fair?
Because I don't like the school activities. And when it was my birthday once, mom was supposed to send in a note. And I told her not to. Then she sent in a note telling everyone that I told her not to send in a note. So everyone knew what it was, and it was super embarrassing. And so I haven't done another thing with parents since that in school.
So to put it shortly, you were embarrassed by me?
Definitely.
Do you think that's funny? No. Tell people that you're laughing at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you, what do you want to be when you grew up? Well, for a long time, you wanted to ride a garbage truck with your best friend, Baker. You've come off of that, and you want to be a baseball player, though you're going to miss a second tournament in a row. First, you had a fractured pinky. You're on a bad run now. Now you've got a broken arm. So your baseball career is temporarily on hold, but maybe this will be like Rookie of the Year and you'll come back with extra miles on your fastball after a crazy broken arm.
Hopefully.
But if not a baseball player, last time we talked, you had a very interesting answer, and I'm curious what you think now about a career.
A YouTuber.
Okay. If not a baseball player or a YouTuber, if a more conventional line of work, what do you think?
What does conventional mean?
More regular line of work. Like we used to talk about, you had such a sense of justice about you. Maybe you'd be a judge. And then you and I in the car lately, you talked about maybe wanting to be.
I forgot.
You said a teacher then.
Oh, yeah.
You still think about that maybe?
No.
No? So what would it be?
I want to make something maybe. Or no, I want to work in a grocery store.
In a grocery store?
Yeah.
Do you want to stock shelves?
Yes.
Or you want to stock shelves?
I like organizing stuff.
You like organizing stuff? Would you like to work in the cold section?
Yes.
Or, yeah?
Cold section.
I know why, because you're going to sneak ice cream, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Give a plug for your favorite ice cream. These are the best ice cream sandwiches in the world.
M&M ice cream sandwiches.
M&M ice cream sandwiches. And now your dad's trying to lay off the dairy, so who doesn't steal your ice cream sandwiches anymore?
You.
Have you enjoyed being on this podcast?
Yes.
Will you come back again?
If you let me.
We're not going to talk about that channel.
Yeah.
But we can talk about the name of your group.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell people? I always say if you're going to go all the way. And you really plug into that. What does you and your group of friends call yourself?
The Full Senders.
The Full Senders. So you don't like half sending or three quarters sending?
No.
You like?
Full sending.
Like full sending. The Full Senders. And so for your birthday, you didn't really want something for yourself. You wanted something for you and your buddies. And what'd you get?
Sweatshirts and shirts that said Full Senders.
And had each person's name on the sleeves?
Yeah.
How cool is it that you guys have your own sweatshirts and t-shirts and you can wear them at school and everybody says, hey, you're a Full Sender.
Very cool.
That's awesome, buddy. I love you so much. I'm so glad that your arm is fine now. I was so worried about you on Sunday night. And so many people out there that listen to this and my other podcast are so happy that you're okay. We should thank them all for their good wishes, but tell them not to send any candy.
No candy.
You got enough?
Yes.
Thank you for joining me. You're my favorite guest on this thing, and I love you very much.
You too.
You too. Not the I love you too, just the you too. Kind of like when a boy and a girl are dating and the girl doesn't want to say she loves the boy. She just says you too. Thank you for listening to Elsewhere, and check out the Paul Kuharsky podcast at paulkuharsky.com as well. Thanks, Simon.